Grace be yours and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon this morning is based on our gospel lesson for appointed this Sunday, the first part of John chapter 10. These are the words of our Lord. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dear children, under our Heavenly Father's care, as we apply our hymn of the day to all of us, we often in Scripture refer to Jesus Christ by dual terms, like I just did, Jesus Christ. Jesus is also, or is true man, and he is also true God. Jesus is the one who was the all-sufficient one-time sacrifice for sin offered up on the cross, and the perfect priest who offered the sacrifice. Last week, we heard the Apostle Peter say on Pentecost, God, whom you crucified, has made this Jesus both Lord and Christ. In John's Gospel, we see many I am statements that Jesus made. I am the resurrection and the life, for example. In our text before us this morning, we have another one of those dual identifications which Jesus makes himself. He is the gate into the sheep pen. He is the good shepherd who leads and cares for his sheep. And so we consider then the theme, Jesus is both the gate and the shepherd. Well, see, first of all, that Jesus is the only gate, the only door to life and salvation. And secondly, that Jesus is the one who calls his sheep by name and leads them. Jesus used these metaphors to describe his person and work. The disciples, who were weak in their understanding, didn't quite get what Jesus was saying, and so in love, our Lord explained it to them. It's important to keep in mind that the figures of speech, that the metaphors, are in the nouns. They're not in the verb. Jesus literally is the gate to the sheep pen. Jesus says, I am the one who leads my sheep and takes care of them. I wish that they would have included verse 11 at the end of this text in the pericope, because there Jesus says directly, even though he describes it in these verses, there in verse 11 he says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus is the only gate. He is the only way to life and to salvation. When you use Jesus Christ, faith in Him alone, then you will have that life and salvation in heaven. Because Reese's parents brought him to holy baptism this morning, the Holy Spirit opened that gate of Jesus Christ in this little boy's heart. He gave him faith in that one and only way to life and salvation. He came to the font an unbeliever, but now he is the one who uses the open door to salvation. God has, in holy baptism, washed away all his sins, past, present, and future, and declared him his child. If we are so foolish as to try to enter the sheep pen, which normally was a pasture that was surrounded on three sides or four sides with a gate opening in it of stone, if we're trying to enter heaven any way other than through faith in Christ alone, then we're going to be beating our heads and beating our bodies against that stone wall, because there is no other way to get in there. There is no other way to enter the place where, as we sing in the hymn, sheep may safely graze. What a blessing that through Christ, you and I do not have to keep banging our heads against the stone wall of our own efforts, of our own acts, of our own good thoughts or good works. But God has opened that door of life and salvation for us in Christ alone, who made that one time atoning sacrifice for our sins, who is that perfect priest who offered himself as that sacrifice on the cross, so that all of us could go directly to God, confessing our sins and knowing that we are forgiven. Through that gate of Jesus Christ, you and I have entered the sheep pen of God's family. You and I are safely grazing on that good pasturage of the assurance of the forgiveness of all of our sins, and the promise that when we die, we will be in heaven with our Lord Jesus. You and I have been declared not guilty of our sin by Christ's blood, and know that we already are the possessors of eternal life. Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me has eternal life," even though we are not yet enjoying it fully, because we drag around our sinful nature, because Satan is there every day tempting us to sin, and because we're surrounded by a sinful world. But as I walk through Jesus, I am using that only gate, that only door to life and salvation, like that gate to the sheep pen. But as I walk, as I travel, as I live this life, I am being led as God's little lamb. I'm being led by that good shepherd. And even though Jesus didn't say it till verse 11, he describes it beautifully in the verses of our text. The one who leads, the one who speaks his word, the one who puts his sheep only where there's the sweetest grass and the cleanest water, and absolute safety from all of our enemies. And those enemies, of course, though include those who try to climb over the wall who are thieves and robbers, who want to steal the sheep, who want to kill and destroy the sheep. But that good shepherd is the one who is always attentive to them, always watching over them. He knows them by name and what exactly they need. This is that second metaphor. Again, the metaphor is not I am, because Jesus really is the one who leads us and takes care of us. But the picture, the metaphor, is in that good shepherd. You've heard me say this before, and you probably know it anyway. Sheep are not the brightest in the animal kingdom. But their Creator endowed them with a good sense to listen to the voice of their shepherd, to know the voice of their shepherd, and to ignore the voices of false shepherds, to ignore the voices of thieves and robbers, to know when their good shepherd is speaking to them, and they listen to his voice, and they follow his voice to that sweet grass and pure water and absolute safety. It is important for us today also to listen to that voice of our good shepherd in his word, because there are thieves and robbers both within the visible church and outside the visible church who want to destroy us with false doctrine, who want to lead us away to ourselves or lead us away from Christ and to ourselves as if there were something that we could contribute to our life and to our salvation. They don't care about God's sheep. They only care about themselves. They want to destroy us. They want to lead us away from Christ. They want us to follow them rather than our Lord. But against the din of all the voices of all these false shepherds, of all these thieves and robbers, sounds loudly and clearly the voice of Jesus Christ in God's Word. God's Word speaks to us about Jesus leading us on, of His taking care of us, of His providing everything that we need, because He is the Good Shepherd, and we certainly are people who are in need. By creating faith in our hearts, like He did in Reese's this morning in Holy Baptism, the Holy Spirit has created in us the good sense to listen to the Good Shepherd, to listen to those under-shepherds who only speak His word and not their own words, to try to lead people to the weedy grass, to the polluted waters of their own efforts, and to lead us into areas that are very dangerous, away from our absolute safety in the cross and empty tomb of the crucified and risen Jesus Christ. Our Good Shepherd knows us by name. One of the purposes for mentioning Reese Everett Dram's name this morning is a reminder to all of us that when we were baptized, that God knows us by name. That's one of the reasons why you speak the child's name at baptism. It reminds us that we don't just become one of the faceless crowd of God's people, whom He treats all alike. Have you ever seen sheep and a shepherd? They know His voice. They recognize His voice. And He looks at all these sheep that, quite frankly, all look alike, and calls them all by name. He knows each and every one of them individually and just exactly what they need. In our closing hymn this morning, we'll sing, I am Jesus, little lamb. What a blessing that is for us, that God knows us by name and knows our individual needs. A good shepherd leads. He blazes the trail. He disperses the enemies. He stays with his flock so that no harm comes to them. Jesus blazed the trail of our salvation by his death and resurrection. Jesus dispersed our enemies of sin and fear and death by suffering death himself for us on the cross. And Jesus says, "Lo, I am with you always, to the very end of the age. I will never leave you or forsake you. You may be a little flock, but I will always be there for you." Jesus said of the Good Shepherd, "His sheep follow him because they know his voice, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Children, give your attention to me for a second. You all know, I think, or have heard the expression, stranger danger. Have you ever heard that? And we know what that means. It means you don't listen to the voice of a stranger. You don't go with a stranger. You don't follow him where he leads, or think that he really cares about you. And so Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd," and you children of God don't follow someone whose voice does not agree with God's word. Don't follow an under shepherd who is speaking his own ideas, his own views, rather than what God clearly says in his word. Don't listen to him. Don't follow him. Don't go where he leads. And that's finally how we tell truth from error. Does the one who is speaking speak the words of the good shepherd, the word of God, through his under shepherds? Or is he speaking his own or someone else's human ideas? Does the good shepherd speak it to lead? Or does a stranger speak it to lead us astray? Jesus is both the gate and the shepherd. Enter the gate. Follow the shepherd so that you may enjoy his purpose for coming, which he speaks himself. "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Amen.